well person, from a well person who can be called a healer, good intention, to a person who needs healing, to an organ which needs healing. So in this way, we can actually give healing energy from a well organ, like a well liver, to a organ which needs to be healed.
Good evening, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Ah, Akashic Wisdom. And I am going to start out with what I call an Akashicism. This Akashicism is something that has been brought forward from the Akasha at various times. So I want you to just relax. Close your eyes. And just imagine that you are hearing this straight from the divine. So again, close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and listen with your heart and your mind, your soul, and your body. You are meant for greatness. You must find what fills your heart with joy and love, and greatness will be there. Greatness not from a place of ego, but from a place of solid comfort and knowing you are doing what you love. Whatever blossoms from that place is your path. Your path to greatness. Blessings for a fine adventure. Your journey has just begun. Namaste. So let's talk about greatness tonight. What makes a person step into their greatness? What finally has to happen for them to realize that they are truly unlimited, unbounded, and that they can truly accomplish anything they want? So if you're listening out there, I would love to have a discussion of what you believe is necessary to step into your greatness. So what I'd like to do is invite you to give me a call. The toll-free number is 877-876-5222. 27, if you're in the U.S., that's a toll-free number. If you're in Canada, you can dial 888-815-9756. Or if you'd just like to call direct, if you're out of the country, please call in. Our country code is 01, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. And I'd like to just say that I am an Akashic Records, certified Akashic Records teacher, and my certification comes from Akashic Record Consultants International, and we are found on the web there at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. So if you'd like to know more about Akashic Record Consultants International, please check that website out. If you'd like to know more about me, you can check me out at www.akashicwisdom.com. So, if you're out there, let's talk about greatness. Now, we can also talk about possibly what's blocking you from being great. So if you have some questions around that, you can certainly call in. I had an email question from a person, Peggy, by the way. So Peggy, if you're listening, we can talk about your question, which really does have a lot to do with stepping into your greatness. And with your permission, and I'm assuming that's okay with you, I am going to read your question. So the question is poor vision a part of my life plan as a stimulus toward looking within for spiritual growth or for whatever reason? If so, how may I change my life plan to eliminate further pain and inconvenience as aids to ascension. I'm 74 years old, and I have suffered enough, and I'm strongly focused on realizing the God Self in this life, and am dedicated to that end. I need no further misfortune to drive me to look within. Can you help, please? Well, Peggy, I'd like to share with you that there is some very important information here for you. I understand that right now poor vision is a part of your life. However, your life has been a series of not just misfortunes, but it's been a series of lessons that you have learned very well. And it's important for you to realize that as you move forward in your life, that your information needs to be documented. So, again, I understand that your it's hard for you to see, so typing in a computer may be hard for you. So what's being said is here is that you would be well served to document your life challenges via a tape recorder. You see, right now, it's about shifting your vibration and speaking into a tape recorder and having someone transcribe your life would be a way of not only releasing that which no longer serves you, because once you speak it into the tape recorder, the magnetic effect of the recorder would actually capture it for you, and you would have your choice at that time to release that which no longer serves you. So just know that that's available for you. And you can also, this is not about you necessarily rereading or re-listening to the tapes. It's about you making the tapes. And it's also about telling your story from a place that where your compassion and understanding of individuals would truly bring forth an inspiration. You see, each challenge that you have agreed to is what the record keepers are saying. Each challenge that you have agreed to has brought you closer to your divine purpose. And part of that purpose is inspiring others and helping other people understand. Truly, the gifts of your wounding will help them understand the gifts of their wounding. And once you move into understanding or having a better understanding of why certain things have happened in your life and how they've served you, and I understand that it's hard to understand how a negative situation or an event that creates misfortune could serve you. But what I'm hearing is that you are in a high enough vibration that you really do understand the gifts of your woundings. The interesting thing about it is that what I'm hearing also for you is that you are able to see into the soul of another person so much easier than they have any idea about. It's almost like all you have to do is listen to their voice, and you have a deep knowing about them. You have a deep insight about who they are. And it's this way that you could begin to truly serve humanity in a way that would be so magnificent. So if you're out there listening, Peggy, and would like to call in, remember that those toll-free numbers are there for you to use, and I would love to talk to you. So feel free to give a call. In fact, I'm making that offer to anyone now. The toll-free numbers here in the U.S. are 877-876-5227. If you live in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or calling direct, it, if you're out of the country, is 01-530-876-3222. Just as a comment, the numbers that I just gave you are independent numbers. They don't roll over to each other. So if I happen to be on the line with someone you call, that number's busy, you can, if you live in U.S. and you want to call direct, you can call the direct line and just hold until I get done with the other person. So what do our life lessons mean, like Peggy's, for example, about what we need to learn and how we can release and we can move into our greatness? There are situations that happen in our life that we don't understand how they could possibly benefit us. There are contracts that we have that we don't understand how they could possibly benefit us. And one of the things that's important that for us all to understand as we move through our life is that our soul knows no pain. It's the personality that knows the pain. And so when we make our contracts and when we reincarnate, it's very important to understand that we have chosen a variety of different situations for us to move into that helps us experience what we want to experience. Now, the jury's out about whether or not there's real ascension or there isn't ascension, or we need to be able to purify our soul to move forward onto our next level. The reason I say the jury's out is because it really has everything to do with love and less to do with being tested. On that, we have a caller. Hello.
Hi there.
And who am I speaking to?
My name is Heather Leonard.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. I'm wonderful. Where are you calling from?
From Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe, Arizona. That's great. How can I help you this evening, Heather?
I don't know. I was just kind of guided to listen in today.
Well, that's great. And you just happened to pick this time, and here I am, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Do you know anything about the Akashic Records?
I do.
Great. And do you have a question that you would like to have answered, or do you just want to chat for a moment?
Let's go ahead and chat for a moment.
Okay. What would you like to chat about?
So, a question for you is,
okay.
Akashic records, are they held in the spine?
Are they held in the spine?
Yeah.
No, the Akashic records are held in the etheric body of not only the individual human, but also around the planet.
Okay.
They're held in the etheric body.
Okay.
Well, tell me why you thought they're in the spine.
I thought, from other classes that I've taken,
uh-huh.
that it was kind of held in the spine, because a lot of information was coming out when we were working on the spine.
Okay, like, so for example, if you're saying that when you were being, like, were you in a massage class or something like that?
Energy class, actually.
Energy class. Well, what happens is that there are the spine itself, though, you have to understand, the spine it has an intelligence. What I'm hearing is it's not necessarily of its own, but because the spine is so connected to the brain, and that the spine also is like an antenna that picks up energy all around you.
Okay.
And so the different vertebrae and the different nerve endings of the spine are what holds a lot of your emotional impacts or your emotional situations.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. And so in fact, one of the reasons why for example, a massage therapist or someone who would be working energetically on a person's back, they can sometimes automatically drop into the Akashic Records because the spine is like the connection to the etheric body.
Oh.
You see, it's like a, and it's also like an antenna to what's going around you.
Okay, so a question for you.
Let's sure.
have a disc extrusion between L4 and L5. So that's
say that again?
Worse than a herniation.
I didn't hear. It kind of broke off for me.
I'm sorry.
Say
I've got
again.
Disc degeneration between L4 and L5.
L4 and L5?
On my spine.
Okay.
So the lumbar spine. And I thought that it had to do with the past life coming through to be healed.
Okay. And you got that information from?
Me.
Oh, from yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So what the question is we want to understand more about what the degeneration of the L4 and L5 discs are for you. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. What I'm hearing for you, Heather, is that what that degeneration has to do with is a trauma or an impact to your security that somewhere. Within your lifetime, it's as if you were stabbed in the back, in this lifetime as it is, stabbed in the back with some type of betrayal around financial security. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. And so what happens is that the impact, the emotional impact of that betrayal has lodged in the back, in your back, in those areas. It's like that's where it's caught, if you will.
Okay.
Now, one of the ways that you can move into regeneration and move into moving into a more of a pain-free walking. What I'm hearing is that as you walk, your back hurts. Is that correct?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Notice the times when it hurts.
Okay.
And from this point forward, just kind of keep kind of track it, and you may notice that it hurts when you're having money challenges, or you're concerned about money.
Okay.
It may come when you have to pay bills and you're not sure if you have enough to pay the bills or the car payment or the rent or whatever. And notice that it's got nothing to do with whether you have enough or you don't have enough. There's something around the tension of having to work with money in some way. It also has to do with your work or your it's a relationship, it's a friendship that's in question right now. Does that make sense to you?
I think relationship is more like it because it was my VP at work who did this.
Okay. All right. And so are you in relationship with this person?
Well, in the business sense, yeah.
Okay. So it could be a relationship or a friendship. So just be aware of that. Now, are you familiar with a modality called matrix energetics?
I am not, no.
I would suggest you go up online and check out matrix energetics.
Okay.
It's a transformational energy transformational energy system um, I don't want to call it a process because it's not, but check it out. There may be practitioners in the Arizona area. If not, if you call me offline, I can help you. I mean, I'm a certified practitioner for matrix energetics, but you may be able to find someone in Arizona.
Okay.
Okay. And working with this, with matrix, it's matrix energetics is probably one of the most newest and cutting edge energy transformational methodologies there are out there.
Okay.
And so I really encourage you to take a look at the website. Like I said, it's matrixenergetics.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Richard Bartlett, he's written a book called Matrix Energetics. So, and since you work with energy yourself, you should find this very interesting.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Do you kind of feel complete with your answer so far?
Yes, on that one, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I do on that particular one.
Okay. All right. What else would you...
Another question for you.
Sure, go ahead, honey.
My question is with regards to, if I want to tap into the Akashic Records to find some information from a past life,
uh-huh,
from multiple past lives, what do you recommend?
Well, the way I access the Akashic Records is through a holy prayer.
Okay.
And the prayer itself is a vibrational key. And what happens is the vibrational key actually shifts the energy to make information accessible.
Okay.
So there are many other ways of accessing Akashic Records, but to my knowledge, this is the only conscious way. Because other ways they have, like for example, Edgar Cayce access through trance, and
right,
there are other systems out there that will give you a closed eye exercise to do that.
Oh, okay.
All right. I teach people how to access their own records, and I pretty much go where I'm invited. So if there were enough people in Arizona, I would come out and teach in Arizona. I'm actually here in Arizona. The closest one to you that I'm going to be teaching is going to be in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
And that's at the end of September. I have one in Cleveland coming up the end of July, and one in Philadelphia the beginning of September. But I wasn't trying to do a commercial on you, but the reason I say that is because many times people want to access the Akashic Records, but they don't know how. And the system that I have learned and I've been certified with by Akashic Record Consultants International is, to my knowledge, the only guaranteed way. So I know where I am. When I say that prayer and it shifts my energy, I know that I'm in the records. And when I'm done finding out information, I close the records and I feel complete. Now, my personal focus, if you will, and the focus of the organization is not necessarily to go into past lives, but to help people understand in the here and now what's blocking them from being all that they can be.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so a past life is a past life, and it has value, but it doesn't necessarily have a huge impact on this lifetime unless the soul itself has decided that there are aspects to various past lives that the soul doesn't feel complete with, and so they bring those essences of experience into this lifetime, for example, to work on. So exploring a past life for talents or to find out where you were successful or to find out how you handled a certain situation, if you have a sense that this pattern is familiar but from an ancient place.
Mm-hmm.
That would be where past lives would be helpful, but there are things that people, the old way of thinking, if you will, is that for example, I killed Aunt Susie in a past lifetime. That's why, my boss Gerald hates me because he's really my Aunt Susie from a past life.
No, that's not what I was looking for. I get your point.
But you understand what I'm talking about. A lot of people move that way, you know?
Yeah, no, that wasn't what I was looking for specifically.
Okay. All right. What were you?
I understand your point, though.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so the idea here is the Akashic Records, in the way that I teach and the way I work with them, they will never necessarily tell you what to do as far as a problem. I mean, they suggested, you know, the matrix energetics, they suggested certain things for you to be aware of. But the record keepers will always give you an option of free will choice.
Right.
Because everything you choose today is what creates your future tomorrow.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But you only have the moment of now. So I
that's right. Yeah, and anything from this breath is the past.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Right. And you live in Tempe?
I do, yes.
Yep. I have a very dear friend of mine who lives in Mesa.
Well, very close.
It's close, huh? Yeah.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah. Is it pretty hot there now?
It is. It's going to be very hot this week. Fourth of July week.
Okay. All right. So have you listened to BBS Radio before?
Yes, I have. I have.
Great.
Periodically,
great.
And I actually haven't listened to them in a couple months now, several months, but I was excited to call in today.
Well, I'm so glad you did. How else can I help you?
I do have another question.
Okay.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My third eye is seems to be blocked.
Okay.
I have to go really deep into into meditation.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering how I can clear that. You know, I've tried every chakra cleansing and clearing that I could think of.
Yeah, but it's not always been blocked, has it? What I'm saying is there is a time when you were a little kid that it wasn't blocked.
Okay, so I don't...
Is that true?
I don't remember that as a child.
Okay. But are you saying that it's always been blocked as an adult as you remember it?
Yes.
Huh. The interesting thing about it is because I'm being shown a clear picture of you with this this beautiful blue third eye right in the middle of your forehead. So I just thought that was very interesting. And it's not brown, it's not green, it's blue. It's a blue. So I don't know what color your eyes are, but that it's a beautiful blue eye right in the middle of your forehead. So we want to understand what is blocking Heather's ability to use her third eye. Okay, so here's what's interesting about this. In this particular lifetime that you're in right now,
mm-hmm.
there has been a hesitancy to speak your truth in some areas.
Yeah.
And that hesitancy to speak your truth has caused you to fear becoming too intuitive out of fear of knowing too much. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I do, yes.
Is that true for you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so what would be helpful is if you were to begin to journal your truth so that you don't keep stuffing it, because it's also coming out in different areas in your life.
Okay.
And so by journaling your truth and actually releasing some of that anger that you don't know what to do with, it would be very helpful for you to then move into your own personal truth. And once you are able to connect with your own personal truth, you can then decide who you want to share it with and who you don't, or what actions you want to take around it. Once you get clear about it, and it will become less, quote-unquote, scary, and your intuitive abilities, if you will, your clairvoyant abilities will come forward.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
It does. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, there's probably more here for you. So if that, do work with this for, you know, to the best of your ability. And if you have any other questions and would like to, you know, call in another time or call me privately for a consultation, that'd be great.
What's your website, Dana?
My website is akashicwisdom.com. And my private number is 216-691-1233. And if you email me and would like to be on my email list, just as a comment, I'm actually going to be starting a teleseminar on the Akashic Records, the prosperity through the Akashic Records, and that's going to be happening beginning on July 18th, and it's all via the telephone. So if you want more information on that or consultations, email me at Donna, and that's D-A-H-N-A, Donna, at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
Okay? And then if you email me, then you'll be on my email list, and I'll let you know if I ever come to Tempe.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. Well, gosh, I'm so glad you called in. Please tell your friends. Love to have listeners like you that like to talk. That's so great.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. You have a wonderful day. You're early in the evening there, so you got the whole evening ahead of you.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. You be well.
Okay, you too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that was just such a wonderful conversation with Heather. And so if any of you are out there would also like to call in and have a nice conversation with me, I would absolutely adore it. As you see, I love working with you. I love you folks who are listening. I so appreciate you. And if you appreciate the information that's coming forth that can help you, please tell your friends, because the more listeners, the more we can help. Because it's anchoring the energy of the Akasha that is so important. Hello, I've got another caller. Who is this?
Hi, how are you? It's Kat.
I'm sorry, did you say Pat?
No, Kay. Kay.
Oh, Kat. Hello, Kat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Hi.
Hi.
Well, I had somebody from the Southwest and now East Coast. That's great. How can I help you this evening?
Yeah, I was just wondering, I could see what I'm supposed to be doing. I see the whole format in front of me. I just don't know the road to take to get there.
Okay, what do you think you need to be doing? What do you feel?
It's still under wraps right now.
I'm sorry?
It's still in the works right now. So
okay.
I mean, as far as what I definitely want to do, I know I'm supposed to be doing it. I just feel that I'm not sure if I'm blocking myself or what you would pick up.
Okay, well, let's see a look here. So you want to understand... are you in front of a computer right now?
Mm-hmm.
If you could email me your last name so I would have it, it's really helpful. Having a full legal name is really helpful, but I don't want to challenge your privacy.
Oh, so yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So if you emailed me your current legal name, all I would do is I would mentally use it without saying it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you can email it to me at akashicwisdom@aol.com, because that's the one I'm on right now.
Okay, does it list it on here? Or
No, just Akashic Wisdom. It's A-K-A-S-H-I-C.
A-K-A-S-H-I-C.
At AOL, at Akashic Wisdom, that's W-I-S-D-O-M, at AOL.com.
Okay.
So we can keep talking until you do that. That's okay.
Okay.
All right. But I think you understand what. Let me just kind of explain the process while you're
mm-hmm.
typing that in. The Akashic, the way I work with the Akashic Records is conscious. So if you were sitting across from me, you would see that my eyes are wide open and I'm in full personality.
Okay.
And the what happens, though, is it is the way I work with the Akashic Records is that your current first and last legal name and your question is what gets us to the right area of the records.
Okay.
And so when people call in or if they email me a question, it's really important that they either email me a question and then call in, or if they're gonna, if they don't mind giving me their current legal name. That's one of the reasons I was able to help Heather as much, because she mentioned her legal name as soon as she called. I don't know if anybody else got it, but I picked it up, and that's what I was able to use when I was helping her.
Oh, well, so, okay.
Okay, so have you emailed, because I'm not seeing it if you emailed.
Yeah, I'm doing it right this second.
Okay. AKASHICWISDOM at AOL.com.
Yep, I'm doing it right this second. I don't know why it's taking so long.
That's all right. So how long have you lived in New York? Have you lived there all your life?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just give me one second.
That's okay. So for you guys out there listening, and you want to email me some questions, that's the email that I'm on right now. So you feel free to email me those questions. And
you want the first...
What?
The full name, right?
Yeah, full legal name. Current legal name.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like how you sign a check or something like that. It'd be great. You know. So anybody who's out there, if you have questions you'd like to email me at this point, please do. I've got a bunch of emails, and you can go ahead and do that. It's Akashic Wisdom, AKASHICWISDOM at AOL.com. And that's the one I'm on now. If you'd like general information about Akashic Records workshops or consultations, you can email me at the same place, or you can also use my website as a website inquiry, or you can go to Donna, D-A-H-N-A, at AkashicWisdom.com. Is that too many numbers here? Ah, there you go. Okay,
I hope
great.
You got it. Did you get it?
I got it. Okay, great. Okay. All right. So please state the question again, darling.
I just feel like I'm being blocked, or I'm not sure of the right road to take in what I'm supposed to be doing as far as, you know, my life's plan or that type of thing.
Yeah,
although I know what I want to do, I'm just not sure. I want to go with my gut, and I feel like my gut is right. I feel blocked with it.
Yeah, see what's going on for you, Kat, is that this, what you want to do seems like such a big step for you, that there is a security issue also here. It's very interesting. It's the idea here is that it's almost like you're going to step out of your box. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
You mean a security and a leaving my comfort zone? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like stepping out of your comfort zone, stepping out of the box in this particular area is so big that you're not exactly sure. It's almost like you don't even know how to put the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
And your assumption, honey, is that you have to do it alone, and you don't.
Well, no, I know I'm not doing it alone. I've enlisted help.
Well, I understand, but what part of your help don't you trust?
Oh, I know. I trust it fully. I feel the block is coming from within me.
Yeah, but there's something about you that you don't trust. That's created the block. That's what's being said.
Probably just afraid of failing at it.
Yeah, it's a fail of, and it's also it's not just a fail afraid of failing. It's also there's a fear of not being perfect at it.
True. That's
does that make sense to you?
Everyday thing. You know, that's a given. I mean, that's my nature.
Right. And so the fear of not being perfect is what. What actually it creates in some cases some procrastination.
True. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the idea here is that it's really about trusting that if in fact Wait a minute. Let me get the right words on this for you. Moving into your knowing of what and who you are from a real, really a key place of acceptance will help you also move into a place of trust. See, as much as you don't, you say you trust your partners and the other people, who you don't trust is yourself and the universe.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
If you're using the word trust as in stepping out of my comfort zone, yes. I mean, as far as like trusting with the issue, absolutely. I trust them 100%.
I'm not talking about trusting with your money now.
Oh,
I'm talking,
okay.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay,
what I'm saying
just,
is
right.
Huh?
Just about whether I trust myself if I can do it or not.
Exactly.
Okay, yes, I got that.
And if you'll really be supported by the universe.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, the interesting thing about it is because there you go in and out of trust of the universe, and with you, it's not even so much, if they're using the word trust of self, but it's really more what I'm hearing, it has really more to do with a fear of stepping into your greatness for fear you won't be able to maintain it.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think of that. I was thinking more of just getting to that point.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
you see, what it is you truly want to do is going to catapult you into a different space than you're at now.
Okay. So you do see that if I can step out of my box and get this accomplished, it's definitely going to be the right thing for me.
Well, you see, I'm not a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to tell you, I don't work with this psychically.
No, I understand that.
And what's happening here is what the words are the way you interpret them, because I'm not interpreting them any other way.
Okay, but you've opened the records.
I've got the record open.
Okay.
And these are the words that are coming out. So.
And the name that I sent you is my married name. That's my current name.
I'm sorry?
That's my current name. It's my married name.
Okay, that's what I need. Whatever your current name is. That's great.
Okay.
And so what's important is that as the words come out for you,
mm-hmm.
you interpret them in your way.
Okay.
I don't interpret them for you.
Okay. Got it. So you do see something that I'm doing, or my records, I should say, show something that I'm going to do that can push me into a different level. Is that correct?
They're saying that if you step into your, if you work on eliminating the fear of stepping into your greatness,
mm-hmm.
if you work on trusting that all will be laid before you,
mm-hmm.
and if you work on trusting the fact that you can do that, then you can move into a space that will align you to your own greatness.
Okay. And do you have any suggestions on how to get to that point?
No, because you're not being specific with the records about what it is, because right now you have about 10 different possibilities, and I don't even know what they are. They're just giving me the number.
Okay. Yeah, actually, because it started as one thing and then changed into something else before I even got into the middle of the first thing.
Right.
But I do understand that. But do you think that meditation would help open me up, or what do you think about that?
I think
that?
Well, meditation certainly couldn't hurt. But if you would like to call me privately, so that you can feel safer in being more specific, that may benefit you.
Okay.
In other words, like, you don't have to. I'm just saying is that right now you're on the air, and who knows who's listening to you?
Right.
So it's understandable that you feel a bit guarded about sharing everything you want to share.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk privately on the telephone, you can kind of bear it all, and you're the more specific the question, the better the answer from the record keepers.
Okay, but even what you told me already, I definitely get that. I think, you know, the record keepers do they give you names or gender of the record keeper, or is it just a
No, I don't necessarily ask. I just see the information comes to me through thought forms.
Through what?
They come. The information from the record keepers, the way I receive it. I receive it through thought forms. I'll receive it through feelings. I'll receive it through pictures.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's not. So it's not necessarily a quote unquote voice I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really more a stream of consciousness, and it depends, and it's always different. So I never know. That's why it's so interesting.
Got it.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and I look forward to talking with you again. Thanks for helping make this an even more interesting program than it is.
Sorry it took so long to type it in. Okay.
What'd you say?
Sorry, it took so long for me to type it in.
Oh, no, don't be silly. We're good. Thanks for calling, Kat.
Thank you.
I hope to talk to you again.
Okay, thank you.
Tell your friends.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Okay, so, see, we're educating each other here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on. We need to know that the way you access the records, the way I access the records for you, is if you can get me that current legal name, that's great. If you also want to email me questions, and I have some here. Isn't this wonderful? The question I have from a lady named Natalie says she wants to get a question via the radio show. That's great. You can call in now, Natalie. We still have a few minutes. And I do keep the names on file for a while, so I can certainly put your name in a file if that's something you would like me to do. Absolutely. Would love to talk to you, Natalie, so give me a call. We have a contact from a lady named Susan. And who's talking to me now? Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
This is Jenny Smith.
Hi. Is that your real name?
I'm sorry?
You said what your name was, and I said, is that your real name? And you said no.
Oh, no. I sent you an email.
Oh, you sent me an email. Okay. All righty. Let's see. Which email did you send me?
I sent it at both addresses.
Okay. All right. Well, I let me go ahead with the other one. So Jenny, how long have you been listening to Ask the Akasha?
Probably about 4 or 5 different times.
Oh, great. So you found benefit. That's important. Well, that's wonderful. What's your question today?
I would like to know where I am to live.
Where you are to live.
As
do you
far
have
as
a
which state?
I'm sorry, honey, I didn't hear you.
Which state?
Well, there's a lot of states. Oh, here it is. Okay, I've got your. Okay. Got it. I've got your name now, Jen. No problem. But the name you just gave me is your real name. So you need. Okay. You want to understand what state, other than where you were living, or where you are you still living there in that area now?
Yes, I'm still there.
Okay. So what I want to know, I guess the best thing to ask you is, do you have a sense of where you want to live?
Just something I can afford, basically.
Well, the reason I say that is because the Akashic records will typically not, quote-unquote, tell you what to do, but they will give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So for example, if you had a choice between one place or another, what they would do is give you the pros and cons to one. So, for example, let's say you wanted to move to Colorado, or you wanted to move to Pennsylvania, okay? You could say, give me the positives and negatives of moving to Colorado, or give me the positives and negatives as well as, and then that would be one question. And the next question would be, give me the positives and negatives of moving to Pennsylvania. And then from that information, you could then decide which one felt better for you. Okay? And so the reason that that's important is because the work of the Akasha is not to take your power away, but it's to empower you and help you understand that all the answers are truly there. It all has to do with the questions. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Should you ever decide to learn how to work with the Akashic Records, the way you would make decisions with the Akashic Records is you could actually, once you know how to open your own, you could open up your own records and ask the question this way. Show me what it would feel like to move to Colorado. And then you would get the feeling, and then you would ask, show me what it would feel like to move to Pennsylvania and get that feeling.
Mm.
Okay? So the difference is, I can't, as a person who reads the Akashic Records for you, can't tell you how it feels. So I have to deal with what the record keepers tell me in helping you make decisions. But the issue here is more about where are you going to feel the most safe, and where are you going to, where can you move to that will help you really learn and feel your truth.
Yeah.
You see? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And so the issue here is the question at right now is as much as you want to get away from where you're at, okay?
Could you say that last sentence?
About what?
About what you just, what was the last thing you said?
What you really need to understand and know is where what it's going to take to help you feel safe and move into your truth.
Yeah.
And so so moving into your truth is quite frankly less about where you're living and more about trusting yourself.
Yeah.
Because right now you're teetering in a situation that where you have been in your heart betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
And so the betrayal that you're carrying in your heart, okay, is what's creating the fear of being wrong. Because you trusted so much before, all of a sudden you can't trust anymore. So it's really about trusting yourself and not anyone or anything.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Trusting yourself, yeah.
Does that make, I mean, is that making sense to you?
Yeah. It's just that there's just so much thinking.
I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear you, honey.
There's just a lot of, it's a big, that's decisions. There's so many decisions with moving, you know?
Yeah.
And I came up here, I followed my grandbabies and,
You followed your what, honey?
I followed my grandbabies up here.
Okay.
And it served its purpose. I mean, it was awesome. What's happened since I've been here.
Yeah.
And now I feel like it's time, you know, to
time for you to go.
I'm sorry?
It's time for you to go. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I just need a confirmation that either I'm supposed to stay or I'm supposed to go. So I know mentally if I can settle in or not.
And so what would have to happen for you to have that confirmation?
Just a gut feeling, I guess. I feel restless. I feel like I'm not grounded. Yeah, well, the state that I'm in has a heavy affiliation with a certain religion.
Uh-huh, right.
And I don't want that in my life.
Right.
That's one factor why I feel like I need to get out.
But where are your grandchildren?
They're 150 miles away.
And so it's okay for you not to be with them anymore, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just have to, you know, give them to the universe. I can't live my life based on their decisions.
Right. And so, what's important for you to know is if you can move out of where you're at, you need to go to a place where you feel, like I said, safe. It has more to do with your sense of safety and telling yourself the truth.
That's right on the nose. Yep.
Yeah.
Those are the two most important things to me.
Yeah. And so again, we're running out of time right now, but if you would like to call me privately, you can certainly do that.
Oh, that would be super.
Okay. I will email you information about my work with the Akashic Records since I have your email address. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, you can just throw the number in there.
I will. Okay. Yeah, it's all over the place, that's for sure. So what I'm going to do is I need to be able to sign off in a minute, but I look forward to talking to you real soon, and I'll send you all the information on the July 14th, the Prosperity Through the Akashic Records as well.
Awesome. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome, darling. You be well. And I really mean this, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I really mean that giving yourself a hug and giving yourself credit for all that you've been through in your life is really important right now.
Yeah.
You understand that, right?
It's been a big mountain.
Okay. You can do that.
Yep.
I have full faith in you.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. You be well.
Thank you.
Okay, darling.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of a wonderful Akashic Wisdom Internet radio show. First of all, I want to thank everyone who called in. You guys are just amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your pieces of this puzzle called life. And so right now it is time for me to sign off. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that those who are listening, may their burdens be lifted, their hearts be opened, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of this Akashic Wisdom show by saying amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. Thank you all. Good night. See you next week.
bbsradio.com If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth.